Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is Big Scary News for episode 151, and it's been a bad week. We have not one, not two, but three sad bits of news regarding three of our own. Our first comes via Screamatorium Haunted House in Broadhead, Wisconsin. It's with heavy hearts we announce the passing of a former actor and member of the RIP, or RIP Productions family, Sean the Goat DeCoto, passed away on April 22nd. Goat was always someone who could cheer up a room and was always a little wild and outlandish. Known as our fearless van driver for many years at the original Trail of Screams in Rockford, Illinois, always known to give the audience a laugh and maybe a little scare. When it came to our first-time actors, he always embraced and welcomed them with open arms. While we all may have fell out of touch as we went our separate ways, Sean was always still considered someone we respected, not only as a fantastic actor, but an awesome person. Goat, we hope you are free from the pain and your family finds peace in this difficult time. Find the biggest and best haunted house up in the sky and give them hell, old friend. Until we meet again, from the entire RIP Productions family, current and past, cheers. Also from Scarywood Haunted Nights in Athol, Idaho. We are deeply saddened as we've lost our matriarch, Gail Dudley, a.k.a. Ma, from cardiac arrest on April 23rd at the age of 64. Gail worked with the Scarywood family for nearly 10 years. She found a great love in scaring people and working with all of the haunters at Scarywood. Gail's fun-loving spirit brought a light and laughter to our world. Her scare tactics were worthy of our adoration. Her personality was more than a hoot and a holler. Her memory is worthy of respect. We will miss you. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family, and Blood Bayou will never be the same. You truly were the heart of the haunt. In addition, Zombie Hollow Haunted Trail in Gastonia, North Carolina, is reporting the passing of actor Scott Howell, who took his own life on April 22nd. He was a memorable guy. His intimidating size caught your attention, and his mysterious personality kept it. He was funny, serious, sweet, vulgar, real, angry, and neutral, all at the same time. He was a big teddy bear. So much that we put him in an actual teddy bear hallway at the trail before he made his home with the character Overhaul, a chainsaw-toting, overall-wearing madman that occupied our end scene with his counterpart, Deathtrap. He was always a good friend when you needed him, eager to help anyone, and always willing to step up when he was able. Rest easy, Scott. I hope you finally have the peace that you so desperately deserved and needed. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Sean Goat DeCoto, Gail Dudley, and Scott Howell, and offers up this extended moment of silence. We have this update from the classic show, Dark Shadows. Clear your schedule because the Collinsport Historical Society podcast is back. Our first episode of the new series features contributions from Dana Gould, Big Finish Productions, and more. That's more than 2 hours of blabbing about Dark Shadows. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Collinsport Historical Society. We have this update to the Midwest Haunters Convention coming to Chicago. The MHC Costume Party is the social event of the year for the haunt industry. Join hundreds of haunters and Halloween lovers for an evening of music, competitions, dancing, and socializing. The MHC Costume Party is a gala showcase of some of the best costuming and makeup effects in the haunt industry. This is a must-see event. Come out and celebrate being halfway to Halloween. Enjoy the MHC body painting showcase and participate in the costume contest. The foyer bar will accept cash and credit cards, but cash-only bars inside the ballroom. But there is an ATM in the Hyatt lobby at the bottom of the escalator on the first floor. For only $50 per person admission, you get hors d'oeuvres, a DJ with a dance floor, an amazing body painting showcase, a costume contest with prizes, and much more entertainment. This is a must-attend event. Get more information at MidwestHauntersConvention.com/masquerade party. We have this news on the 2019 Zombie Prom coming to Kalamazoo, Michigan. Louis Trophy House is the oldest bar in Kalamazoo. Nestled in the heart of town, Louis Trophy House is a Kalamazoo favorite with delicious food, great drinks, and fun entertainment throughout the week. On Saturday, May 18th, dress up in your zombie finest and come out to Louis for the Zombie Prom. Only $5 gets you in for a night of undead dancing and drinking. You must be 21 or older, with music by DJ Dazzle Ship. Prom King and Prom Queen will be crowned at the stroke of midnight. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/PG/Louis Trophy House. We have an update to the Carolina Fear Fest coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. We're so excited to have Mr. Michael Berryman coming to Carolina Fear Fest, a horror genre icon best known for his performance as Pluto in the Wes Craven horror film The Hills Have Eyes. Over the years, he's also been involved in numerous sci-fi and fantasy movies such as My Science Project, Weird Science, Armed Response, and Evil Spirits. Mr. Berryman also has numerous projects coming out soon, including Shed of the Dead, Midnight Devils, The Four Horsemen, The Fourth Horseman, and Junction Murders. See our full guest list and get photo ops at carolinafearfest.com/guests. We have this announcement from the 2019 Monster Days coming to Greeley, Colorado. Mark your calendars for August 17th as Monster Day returns to downtown Greeley. It's a family-friendly celebration of all things monster, featuring Greeley the Gremlin, music, entertainment, face painting, costume contests, demonstrations, and more. Greeley's own famous monster makers, Distortions Unlimited, will have some of their creatures on display as well. There is no other day quite like Monster Day. More details are coming, but get more info and keep up with those updates at MonsterDayGreeley.com. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party coming to Phoenix, Arizona. Get your Elvira photo op at Mad Monster Party, Arizona. Elvira, the Mistress of the Dark, joins the madness in Arizona at the Mad Monster Party. Here's your rare chance to get a photo op with her in costume on Friday, June 28th. Cassandra Peterson will be signing autographs and offering table pics at her table on Saturday only, no costume, on June 29th. So to recap, Elvira's photo op is on Friday, but Cassandra signing on Saturday. She is super cool, and you don't want to miss your chance to meet her. Photo ops are on sale now. For tickets, hotel, and more, visit madmonster.com. We have a little more convention news, this time from Flashback Weekend, coming to Chicago. Flashback Weekend Chicago Horror Con 2019. Additional discount rooms have been added to our room block for Friday and Saturday, August 3rd and 4th. Reserve your rooms now at the Flashback Weekend discount rate by calling the Crown Plaza O'Hare at 847-671-6350 between the hours of 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. Be sure to mention Flashback 2019 to receive your discount hotel rate. Hurry and book your rooms quick, as these tend to book quickly. Flashback Weekend tickets are now on sale at flashbackweekend.com. We have this update from the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention coming to Mansfield, Ohio. Volunteers are needed for the OHHC. Get cool swag. Hang with super fun people. If you're interested in volunteering and haven't contacted them yet, please direct message them on Facebook so they can send you more details. For those who have told them they're interested and haven't filled out an application, you must fill out the application. The only exception to this is the management staff. Get more information and message them at facebook.com/OHHC2019. We have this update from the Don't Be a Monster charity. After Transworld's Halloween and Attraction show this year, we've spent some time reflecting on all the good Nevermore productions Riley Cameron and team have done for Don't Be a Monster. Each year they donate thousands of dollars worth of project to our Transworld charity auction, and by extension have single-handedly funded anti-bullying presentations at hundreds of schools across the nation. We reached out to the Nevermore crew and let them know we'd like to show them our appreciation by bringing them on board as our first ever honorary partner of the Don't Be a Monster program, and of course they accepted. Please join us in welcoming Nevermore Productions as an honorary partner of the Don't Be a Monster program. You can get more information about each company at nevermoreproductions.net and don'tbeamonster.org. We have a little haunted attraction news from the Scream Hollow Haunted Attraction in Smithfield, Texas. It's a summer party and you're invited. We have it all. Live music, 4 haunted attractions, a bar, a cafe and bakery, real flushing potties, a gift shop, and more. It's a freaky, spooky, scary party in the woods, June 14th and 15th, and 21st and 22nd from 7 p.m. to midnight, 4 summer nights only. Join us for a wicked summer vacation, the Clowns of Crystal Lake. The clowns are back. Scream Hollow Wicked Halloween Park is a total experience for Central Texas, offering you the rare opportunity to face your deepest fears, your darkest thoughts, and the twisted night terrors that haunt your dreams. Scream Hollow throws 4 haunted attractions at you with 20 acres of nonstop twists and turns through tree-lined trails, narrow dark hallways, and ridiculously terrifying rooms. The new Lost Pines Asylum and the restructured slaughterhouse Lunatic's Revenge will certainly make the hair on the back of your neck stand with the intensity. By the way, the clowns are back at the slaughterhouse. The original Haunted Mansion of Terror is the icon of haunted attractions, with Adele the Demoness standing watch to tell the story of their history and demise. Also, enter our intense pitch black maze, Wicked Darkness, for sensory overload in the mind-blowing darkness we call Hell Home. See you in June for the Wicked Summer Vacation. Get more information at ScreamHollow.com or their Facebook page, Facebook.com/ScreamHollow.WickedHalloweenPark. We have this update from the West Coast Haunters Convention in Portland, Oregon. For Mother's Day, May 12th, we are offering free admission to the trade show floor of the convention. It's the perfect place to bring your mom to shop so she can find her own special Mother's Day gift. Otherwise, it's $10 per day to walk the floor on Friday and Saturday. Get more information about this very worthy charitable convention, the West Coast Haunters Convention, at hauntersconvention.com. And finally, we have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure we announce the addition of actor and stuntman Al Leong to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Las Vegas, happening June 7th through the 9th. Al Kabong Leong is an American stuntman and actor, characterized by his impressive martial arts skills, including Northern Shaolin Kung Fu, Taekwondo, Kali, and Jiu-Jitsu. Long wavy hair and a prominent Fu Manchu mustache, he has had a number of small but memorable roles as a henchman in some of the most popular action films, which usually resulted in his death, including Lethal Weapon and Die Hard. He's collaborated with director John Carpenter in Big Trouble in Little China and They Live. Such appearances in many action films have garnered him a cult following. He's also notable for his role as Genghis Khan in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Tickets for Days of the Dead Las Vegas are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless. Go.
Okay, folks, my name is Drew Badger. We are live at Trans World in St. Louis, Missouri, and I just happen to have somebody here. Been on our show recently, known this guy, 3 or 4 years. Got to know him better over the years, Mr. Scott Swenson of Creative Development LLC. Scott Swenson, I guess, is the name of the company as well. Great guy, talks about lots and lots of things. How are you, sir?
Doing great. I'm here actually at the Trans World Show for the very first time as a vendor. So I've been here, I think it's 19 years in a row, but I've never actually come as a vendor.
So you're always teaching.
I'm always teaching or buying or whatever, depending on who I'm working for at the time or working with. And this is the first time where I have been confined to my own little booth.
And you're stuck in the noisiest part of the show.
I'm right across from the dark zone, and I've got some great vendors behind me, really nice guys, but that's what they're selling.
I've got the guys with the buzzers, so yeah, it's amazing. So
yeah, I think it's truly the sound of the Trans World Show.
It's sound the of scare.
Yeah.
The
exactly.
Sound of Scarians.
There's no question.
Should be a Simon and Garfunkel song about it, but there never will be. So maybe.
Well, and there's
write
no question
something.
That we are definitely on the show. For you. You know, it's not like we're.
These are not piped in.
Pretending that we're on the show floor. No, it's the real thing.
So tell me why you're out here vending after 19 years of coming to the show. What made you decide click, which probably got lost in the mix there.
Snap your fingers
and all of a sudden, bam, I decide I want to vend here.
Well, I think what happened was, since I've become an independent contractor, since I've started my own company, a lot has happened, a lot has changed, and I'm now in a position where I can start reinvesting back into my own company. I've been successful enough and I'm confident enough that I'm continuing to pick up new clients and continuing to move forward. And so I decided, let's invest. Let's invest the time and energy it takes to do a booth. As well as you well know, it takes time, energy, commitment to do a booth in pretty much any show. And I figured if I'm going to do any show, let's do the granddaddy of them all. Let's sit here and
start big.
Yeah, start big. And as luck would have it, I happen to be invited to speak at this show as well. So I'll be doing my seminar later in the show. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to be there anyway. I might as well reinvest in myself. And what's ended up happening is I have met a bunch of new clients. I have reconnected with some old clients, and I feel as though I've been very lucky. The show has paid for itself, and to be honest, I had no idea whether it was going to be a good move or just a money pit. And the truth is, right now, I would say it was a good move.
What exactly, without sounding completely naive, what exactly do you do for your clients?
Not an uncommon question, actually. Scott Swenson Creative Development is intentionally vague because I write, direct, produce.
Okay.
So with all of those, it just depends on what my clients need. You know, if they need somebody to write a script for their haunted attraction, or what I call a venue flow, I can do that. If they need me to cast and train their actors, I can do that. If they need me to produce the whole show, I can do that. Because of my background, I've had the opportunity to act on pretty much every level of the entertainment industry. Everything from performer to executive producer. And so now I just kind of take projects that I like and just make those work.
It's nice to be able to have that circumstance where you can pick and choose.
Yes, and it's something that, you know, I'm, as I say, I'm very, very lucky to have that opportunity. And sometimes they're real high ticket items, and sometimes they're just passion projects. So
let's say I own a haunt.
Yes.
We do okay for a few years, and we're wondering how to take it up to the next level. We find you here, and we ask you, what can you do for me? What's a good answer or a good response?
Well, there's a spectrum of things that I could do for you as an independent haunt. I could help you. The first thing I would suggest is hire me to come out and do a product evaluation. What I will do is, in one visit to your haunt, after signing a non-disclosure agreement, so I will take none of your ideas, they remain with you, but I will come out, experience your haunt, take my 30 plus years of experience on all these different levels of the haunt industry, and apply them to what you want to do to improve. Do you want to improve attendance? Do you want to improve revenue? Do you want to improve quality? And what I will do is I will present you with a report. Based on that report, if you choose to continue with me so that I can help you write your next iteration of your script or your venue flow, great, I can do that. If you want to take my report and handle the rest of it on your own, I'm completely fine with that as well. If you want to take my report and hire somebody else to do it, I'm golden with that too. You know, I can do as little or as much as my clients need. Now, for example, Dark at Fort Edmonton Park in Edmonton, Alberta, they brought me on as the creative director for the project. So I wrote it, I sat in on the budget meetings, I helped them create not only the labor budget, but also the props and scenic and costume budget. I was involved with casting, I helped them train their actors and their stage managers, and then I did an evaluation of the event on its opening night. So they had me from beginning through opening, which I'm totally comfortable with. I love that. Some of my other clients have hired me just to do the casting and training of their actors. Some of my other clients have just bought a script from me. So it's really right-sizing what the client needs, and then we right-size the agreement between me and the client to make certain we both feel like we got a good deal.
How important is it in 2019 to have that kind of level of commitment to a haunt? You know, we've been doing this for 20 years. We know what works. We don't need somebody from the outside to come in and tell us what to do.
And if that is indeed the case, don't hire me. Don't hire me. If you truly know, if you are making exactly what you want to make financially, and you're creating the quality product that you want to create, there's nothing I can do for you. But if you want to get better, if you want to make more money, if you feel that there is something wrong with your haunt, because let's face it, I've had two clients come up to me during the show already saying, we're okay, but we're not at the level we'd like to be, and we don't know how to get there. Well, the best way to get there is to bring somebody in who has experience, who is working for you, not against you, and, you know, get what they have to say. And that information is worth money. You know, a lot of people think, well, what am I paying you for, really? I'm just paying you to look at my stuff and talk about it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're paying me to do, but you're paying me to look at it through a filter that I've developed over 30 years. you know, I have the kind of experience. Do I have the experience you have at your haunt after 20 years? No, I don't.
But I'm looking at it not from a biased view that, hey, you know, I'm so familiar with my haunt, I don't necessarily see the flaws because, hey, you know, it's my place, and of course, I love it the way it is.
Exactly, and you don't see the forest for the trees.
Sure.
Or the other analogy that people use a lot is if you take a frog and you put it in cool water and you slowly raise the temperature, it doesn't realize it's dying. But if you drop it into boiling water, it dies instantly.
Right.
So when you hung around, the water temperature or the way your haunt has developed has slowly changed, and you haven't seen that it's gone from where you dreamt it would be to where it is now, and they're not the same thing.
As a disclaimer, no frogs were hurt during this interview.
None whatsoever. I like frogs. They're wonderful little creatures.
Frogs have their place.
And they're delicious.
Yes,
oh, wait, no, that's not right.
They do taste like chicken.
They do.
So anyway, for people who are looking maybe to improve their haunt a little bit, let's face it, you wouldn't be a dead crow if you didn't want to improve it.
Absolutely.
And you're not necessarily, you know, thinking, you know, I just need to buy the latest and greatest and coolest and most animatronically neatest thing. I might need to improve something else about my haunt. You're the person to come to speak.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always go back to, when I evaluate anything that is entertainment-based, especially haunts, I evaluate them from the guest standpoint and how does the story you're trying to tell impact the guest. Story always comes first. And in fact, when you go to my website, scottswenson.com, the first thing you see is Scott Swenson is a storyteller. That is what I do. Now, I've done that for theme parks. I've done that in print. I've done that for independent haunts. So I've done it all over the place, and it's just one of those situations where I continue to find ways to tell new stories and tell other people's stories. And I'm a firm believer, you know, I recognize that I am a consultant. And if you need me to help you tell your story, I am just as comfortable doing that as I am having you come to me and say, I don't got a story. I need one. What is it? I can start from nothing or I can start from everything.
So what again is that website for people wanting that information?
ScottSwenson.com, ScottSwenson.com.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention your Scott in the Dark podcast.
Yes, and actually, in total transparency, I've recorded this entire conversation. So
what? Without my permission?
I did. Yeah, I know. I know.
I'll sign the form, Dan.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So it's actually the first true podcast simulcast that has ever happened between Big Scary Show and a Scott in the Dark.
It is. We've done it with Haunt Topic Radio once. I believe in Birmingham for HauntCon, which
yep.
you and I sort of were formally introduced at that
yep.
show several years
yep.
ago.
And I've done it, once with Haunt Scene, but that's not a true podcast. That's
okay.
actually visual. So this
that is true. So, and we had you on the show a few months ago to talk about storytelling. It was very, very well received. People loved it. We're glad to have you back on here, and I'm sure we'll have you back on the Big Scary Show at some point in the near future.
Well, I hope so, because I love sitting and chatting. And let's face it. Anything we can do to increase the efficiency and the quality of this industry, the more it helps us all.
Absolutely. Scott Swenson, a pleasure to speak to you here and have you back here on the Big Scary
Thank
Show.
Thank you so much.
At Transworld. My name is Drew Badger in the very noisy corner of the trade show floor. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.